Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, we're going to take a run through some of the headlines. We're going to talk Mark Cuban, Salesforce, and AI, Change Healthcare, and Health 2.0. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Hey, check out our news services where I'm getting all these articles from, thisweekhealth.com/news. We've actually had a 300% increase in our web traffic since launching this new service. We thank you for that. And if you want to subscribe, you can get a daily email of the key headlines. And every Saturday, you get a rundown of the articles that were clicked on the most. And so if you want to stay current on Health IT news, that's the way to do it. All right, one last thing. Mentor somebody. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you in the industry. Agree with me, disagree with me. That's not the point. The point is you are sharing with another individual and you are teaching them and helping them. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right. Let's go through some of these news stories. Mark Cuban's drug company partners with First Health System on March 7th. Community Health System, CHS, based in Franklin, Tennessee, became the inaugural hospital system to form a partnership with and procure medications from Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company, marking a significant step in addressing drug supply challenges and escalating cost of pharmaceuticals. This collaboration aims to tackle issues such as pharmaceutical waste, drug shortages, and enhancing patient safety and medication error prevention by leveraging flexible drug ordering options, including offering medications in alternative vial sizes to minimize waste and dosage errors. So they're also going to ramp up their production in their Dallas facility, bringing drug manufacturing back on shore and to Dallas, and it aligns with Cost Plus Drugs' efforts to integrate into the health system industry, offering a marketplace for essential medicines to hospitals, ASCs, clinics, and other healthcare facilities. So Mark Cuban following through. Mark Cuban, former guest of the show, if you're not familiar with that. I did talk to him about the Cost Plus Drug company back when they were starting it out, and definitely worth keeping an eye on. Next one, Salesforce announces new AI tools for doctors. Salesforce introduced AI tools for healthcare, Einstein Copilot, and assessment generation to ease administrative tasks and combat physician burnout. These tools automate appointment setting, patient data summarization, and digital health assessments, integrating medical data from various sources aimed at reducing clerical burden. These solutions are part of Salesforce's broader strategy to streamline healthcare data management, with availability set for summer and year end. Okay, so this is a preemptive announcement. They are falling behind is essentially what this is saying, or they want to do it right. If they had done this already, I would say they're getting out over their skis. So I like the fact that it's not coming out until they're ready to bring it out. A summer and year end is when you can look for this. I assume you have to be a Health Cloud customer in order to take care of this or take advantage of this. All right, United Health working to restore Change Healthcare systems by mid-March, company says. So this is on CNBC. I've seen a lot of different things on this, to be honest with you. It's been a little bit all over the board. This article says expected back by March 15th. Another article says it'll be a few more weeks. And that article was like over this weekend. Hopefully you're in connection with Change Healthcare, with United Healthcare, and they are letting you know when it's going to be coming back online. I'm hearing a lot of different approaches to this. I am hearing people stand up Relay Health and other alternative solutions. If nothing else, they're standing it up as an alternative, even when Change comes back, to have an alternative option so this never happens again. probably not the worst thing in the world. My guess is the Relay Health people are busier than they've ever been, and probably some of those other third parties. Change was the 10,000 pound gorilla in the room in that space. So they will now have new competitors and have people looking at alternative options, as they should. To be honest with you, this should have happened before this happened. You get the picture. You know what I'm trying to say. Let's see. GE Healthcare, Vanderbilt AI models predict immunotherapy responses among cancer patients. This is exciting stuff. I like the fact that we are not only the generative stuff is fun and interesting, and it will be, I believe, a significant help to the clinician. But this is the kind of stuff I'm looking forward to from AI, something that can take these genomic models, break them down, look at them for research and for predictive modeling and for these high-risk patients and really help them to live a better life, target the treatments a little better. If you don't know how clinical trials go, it's a lot of guessing. And hopefully with these AI models, we'll get past the guessing quicker and get to real solutions faster. All right, last story. This is from Chilmark Research. There you go. Vive 2024, bridging the Health 2.0 HIMSS gap. Vive 2024 marks a significant step in bridging the gap between Health 2.0 and HIMSS conferences, offering a more comprehensive and diverse program than its predecessors. Key themes at the event included workforce and capacity issues, AI's role in healthcare, the importance of diversity and equity in technology, and the resurgence of care coordination discussions. The conference also highlighted the critical need for improved healthcare payment systems, as evidenced by the financial impact of Change Healthcare breach. Notably, Vive 2024 put a spotlight on community health centers and the potential of Medicaid, emphasizing the importance of healthcare accessibility and equity. Several companies, including Bioformis GE and included health, showcase partnerships and solutions aimed at addressing capacity issues and improving patient care through digital interventions. The gathering underscored the ongoing challenges and opportunities in health technology, with a focus on actionable insights and the importance of embracing innovative care models and technology to enhance the healthcare ecosystem. So I read the, just that's enough for this. It's interesting. I use this as a background to say, is Health 2.0 was a conference that HIMSS bought. It was in Silicon Valley. It was an interesting conference. It was definitely necessary in its day, and it brought innovators together with money, together with health systems. Now, I will say the health systems didn't participate all that much in it, but that you did have this really cool ecosystem. I think the health conference, HLTH, fills that gap. Vive is creating a new kind of get-together, and it hasn't gotten there yet. It's close, but it hasn't gotten there yet. And the reason it hasn't gotten there yet is I think it needs more clinicians at the event. It needs more healthcare participation. It needs nurses, which I think they tried to do this year. It needs more healthcare providers, specialists, doctors, nurses, clinicians, period. It just needs them in order to move this conversation forward. It probably needs some way to bridge that gap. There's an interesting thing that's happening right now is you have a lot of startups that are looking at the model of selling into healthcare and healthcare systems, and they're saying sales cycle's too long, it's unpredictable, and therefore they are searching for other sources of revenue. They are searching for other ways to hit their number. And so you're having fewer solutions be made and targeted to healthcare systems. Even though they spend a fair amount of money, a lot of them have said, oh no, we're gonna go Epic first, or we're gonna go cloud first or platform first and those kind of things. So some of these smaller players, while they have good solutions, are getting boxed out. And so rather than just go quietly into the night, they're saying, okay, is there a play in the payer space? Is there a play in the pharma space? Is there a play in the fill in the blank, just some other space? Because selling to healthcare providers has gotten to be very challenging and very difficult. This might be bridging that gap. This might be helping to bridge that gap. But the more that happens, the more that this conference gets a little fuzzy to me, because you have the Chime participation with health. And as I said, health has a really good, I think, alternative to the Health 2.0 conference that they hold in the fall. This conference is trying to bring some things together, and it just hasn't quite gotten all the elements together. It's close, though. It can be that if they can figure out how to pull, I think, more healthcare provider participation. I'd like to hear more patient voices from the patient as well. And I wouldn't mind seeing some more executive leadership. That's one of the things I saw at the health conference. Is I interacted with CEOs at the health conference, and I thought that was extremely effective back in the day. And so I'd like to see that as well. So I don't know. It's rambling on this one. I'm at the HIMSS conference right now. You'll get a feedback on that. I'm recording this on Sunday. This will be the Wednesday show. So hopefully I will be back in the saddle and able to give you a rundown of what I saw at HIMSS this week. That's about it for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague, mentor anyone. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.